The Idaho Shakespeare Festival is preparing to open its major musical production of the summer, The Hunchback of Notre Dame, featuring songs from the 1996 Disney animated classic. The theatrical adaptation of the musical has been rarely seen on American stages. Only two other U.S. cities have hosted productions of the show. With just a few days before ISF's debut of The Hunchback of Notre Dame on Friday, June 30th, actors Corey Mock, who plays the title role, and Carrie Renee Fuller, who plays the gypsy Esmeralda, visit with Weekend Edition host George Prentice.
The Idaho Shakespeare Festival is hitting full stride with its big musical production of the summer. Many of us have already seen Wait Until Dark or Hamlet in repertory, and now we're invited to Paris and The Hunchback of Notre Dame. The 19th century novel has already been adapted to more than a dozen movies, five ballets, six plays, six TV dramas, and perhaps most famously, an animated musical from the Walt Disney Company. And that film is the source material of the stage production. This morning, we're happy to welcome Carrie Renee Fuller. She plays the gypsy Esmeralda, and Corey Mock, who plays the title role of the Hunchback. And we'll say good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, to be sure, family should have a grand old time with these beautiful songs and singing gargoyles. But I'd like to talk a little bit about some serious themes in this show. Many of the characters that we relate to and root for would probably be homeless in the 21st century. And indeed, we're talking about excluding others that don't look or act like us.
It definitely is adult. I mean, not to say that kids can't be there, because they'll definitely enjoy it, but there's some serious stuff happening.
Yes, absolutely. No spoilers, but it does not end the way that the Disney film does, which I really admire about this kind of reincarnation of this production, because it is a lot more faithful to the novel. Which I think is a much more, it has a lot of depth that the Disney film, I don't think, breached as much. So I'm very, very fortunate to be with Corey on this one, because it's just, we just look at each other in scenes and we're just, there is a deep, deep human connection. And I think that it goes way deeper than just physical appearance. And I think that that is something, one of the biggest lessons in this musical, for sure.
Let's talk about the score. It's a gorgeous score.
Yeah, it is.
It really is.
Carrie, talk to me about, is it God Help the Outcast?
Yes, that is it.
I think that's really going to resonate.
I think so, too.
I thought we all were the children of God. God help the
we're in 2017, a big shift has happened. And I think that a lot of us feel like outcasts, like Esmeralda, like Quasimodo. I think that there are parts of each character that everybody can resonate with. It's just calling out to something higher than yourself in hopes that you can find some sort of solace, some sort of mercy for people that you love.
Corey, you've got the number.
Out there. Yeah, it's a great song.
But it's a hair on the back of your neck song.
It is. It's so good. It's the first. It's like the first song in the show.
And out there, living in the sun, give me one day out there. All I ask is one.
It's kind of cool to do this and know that I can kind of play with the audience in being exactly how I think Quasimodo was physically. And then when he's alone, you hear him out how he thinks he hears himself.
How physical is this for you?
The most I've ever had.
Yeah. Are you swinging in this thing?
From
the ropes?
The rope, yeah. It's constant. I mean, I'm in physical therapy twice a week, just contorting my body in a way that makes it believable that this man has never been in the sun, and he's never walked around outside, and he's never talked to anyone other than one person for 20 years.
And the ultimate question here is, what makes a monster and what makes a man?
Yeah, that's the big question of the
That's a big question of the show.
It's a pretty good question for 2017.
I know.
Absolutely. So every time I sing that, I think about that exact question. I think that it's definitely, my answer for now that I will give you is I think it's definitely the spirit. And our cast has like the spirit. Let me tell you, such kindness. Passionate people.
I think kindness.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's in short supply.
Yeah.
It really is.
Best of luck.
Thank you.
To you both.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
You can read more about Idaho Shakespeare Festival's production of The Hunchback of Notre Dame and learn how to get tickets at idahoshakespeare.org.